USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Terror strikes in Paris again. French officials are investigating a stabbing rampage in the city that left a person dead and four people injured as a terror attack. A police official saying through a translator shortly after it happened.
Based on witnesses declaring that the aggressor shouted Allahu Akbar while attacking the bystander with a knife, and taking into account the method of the attack, France's anti-terrorism units will be leading the investigation.
The attacker was fatally shot by police. Since that police official spoke, ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack in the Opera District of Paris. North Korea has announced it will dismantle its nuclear test site by the end of this month in advance of the planned summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader, President Trump calling it a very smart and gracious gesture. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A new love of Fisher's opened up on Hawaii's Big Island in the vicinity of a geothermal energy plant. This brings the total number of Fisher's to 16. Tina Neal is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
This morning, a new Fisher segment opened about a mile to the northeast of the existing Fisher system. At the last report, there was spattering occurring at this Fisher number 16, but no significant lava flow had developed.
Experts are worried that the Kilauea volcano could blast debris high into the sky. House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's retiring, has some parting advice for President Trump. Think twice before you tweet.
I'd prefer fewer tweets, but in Wisconsin, you know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, President is strong in those states. He's an asset.
Ryan spoke at the Wisconsin Republican Convention in Milwaukee. He's warning fellow Republicans to work hard to keep the Democrats from gaining seats in this fall's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump isn't the only one trying to lower drug prices. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Democrats have introduced policy proposals to help lower prescription drug prices. That was the topic of today's Democratic Weekly Address by Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow.
We have more pharmaceutical and health product lobbyists than for any other industry. It's almost 15 for every member of the United States Senate.
She's also urging President Trump to lower the cost of naloxone, the drug used to reverse opioid overdoses. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It was a time for celebration during the big ceremonies at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, Colorado, on Saturday. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, has been watching the skies for 60 years. With more on the story of the anniversary, here's John Clements.
The Joint Binational Command involving the U.S. and Canada conducts aerospace warning, aerospace control, and maritime warning to defend North America from attack. Air Force General Paul Silva, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke about that cooperation at the 60th anniversary celebration.
The United States and Canadian service members have worked shoulder to shoulder, hand to hand, watching over the North American continent. It is a model of cooperation, integration, and accountability unmatched anywhere else in the world.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.